Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is alive, and He's mightily moving, speaking to us in our heart. As we expect the mighty return of the Lord, yield to the Holy Spirit. Never underestimate what, yesterday's broadcast, the Lord had me saying, never underestimate what we release in the spirit world. What we release in the spirit, God can use. With Him, He can get the job done. He knows how things look to everybody. He knows how they think. And the Lord causes things to happen in the course of people's lives to help them understand. And when people when they reflect on these things, it helps them, it helps faith build in them. And the Lord knows we have loved ones, and He cares about every part of our life. Now, in order for Him to get them saved, He's got to get them to believe. So it's not by might. There's nothing I can physically do to get a person saved. The closest thing is living my life according to the Word of God. The Word of God it's a healing way. Now, in my first business, I mentioned this before, but in my first business, it came through prayer. And I had trouble getting a mechanic job. I had finished school, made good grades, but nobody wanted to hire a man fresh out of school. And they should have, because everything was fresh in my mind. But I hadn't been tested yet. People want people that's been tested. Before they hire you, they want you to work somewhere and be grandfathered in. You know, they want you to, because a mechanic can cost you a lot of money if he don't have his facts right. They can ruin a person's car. And the owner of the company will have to pay for it. And they didn't want to have to pay for somebody's car that I broke. So my challenge was getting a job, getting my foot in the door somewhere. And all I wanted to do was be a mechanic. And then I was going to go back to school and learn the business side. But I kept praying for my own business. I didn't know how I would get it. And it all happened faster than I thought or expected. I didn't think I was ready. But where I'm going with this is, I would study the Sermon on the Mount often. And I endeavored to do everything Jesus said, from forgiveness to laying my life down before the Lord. I wanted, whatever He said, I made it my business to do it. He said, if you lust at a woman in your heart, it's the same as adultery and fornication. I worked on it. I worked on everything He said. And I didn't water the word down. I took it literal and I lived it. And that's why later years, I asked the Lord to show me how, when it was more of a problem, when the enemy was coming to me with things, I cried out to the Lord and asked Him to teach me what I didn't already know, because I wanted to stand. But back to my business, I went to work. I felt like I was not being treated fairly. In the meantime, I worked as under God. I didn't have a bitter attitude against the company, because men are only going to help you so much. And some of them really wanted to, I could tell, but they didn't. And they didn't keep promises, and I wanted my own thing, you know. And I got tired of waiting on somebody's promise. They never turned out. And the business slowed down, and they let me go. And at first, it hurt me, because I didn't, you know, I don't believe in loafing on a job. I did my job, and I wanted to know why, and they couldn't give me satisfying answer. And I knew I was making money because I counted the chalkboard. But then it dawned on me, my prayers. But I said, well, I didn't feel like I was ready. So I didn't think that the Lord would let them fire me like that. But that next week, that Monday, after that Friday, I went and got my, that Tuesday, I went and got my business license and started working out of my car. And I made more money the first 2 weeks than I did, I never stopped making money. And it was a challenge, but this is where I'm going with this. What prepared me for the business world was the Sermon on the Mount. Because I had set my heart to treat people the way I want to be treated, and really do the things that Jesus taught. It's a healing way. It works. Even though I was not trained in business, I didn't even know how to plan, you know, make business plans and things that business people can do. I just started working, and by living the Sermon on the Mount, I built a strong business. It wasn't pretty, it wasn't the best, but it was working, and I didn't have to punch on anybody's clock. And I worked that business for 8 years, and I took one job between that time for a few months. I worked at a Ford dealership for about three months. And I went right back and I built an air compressor on my truck. And within 1 year, before a year was up, I had bought a truck and restored it. The truck was older than I was. I was born in 63. The truck was made in 1961. It was the only year that Ford made a unibody truck. That truck should be worth a lot right now. And I worked out of that truck and it ran well. And I went out of town to fix cars. I went all over the place. When I wrote that book, I drove it to North Carolina and it drove well. It was a good truck. And the Lord blessed me. I painted it 4 times because I'd paint it, I'd work out of it and get it scratched up, then I'd paint it again. And I painted it, and it was a nice looking truck. But God blessed me in that business, and He loves His people, and He helps us to go forward in life, and He wants us to know Him. What I learned from what I received from the Sermon of the Mount, you don't just learn the Word of God; you receive it. And it operates in your life. And it causes you it fills in the blanks. Where I lack knowledge, I did the Word of God. And in the later years, the 8th year of my business, the Lord taught me things about business. He gave me notes. I have notebooks of information that I wrote, and the Lord trained me in business. Now, when the Lord teaches something, that doesn't mean you're an expert just because the Lord teaches you something. If the Lord had to tell you, that means you lack knowledge somewhere. So and the way the Word works, you receive it in your heart. And that don't mean your actions are going to immediately follow what God has revealed to you. You still have a habit system. And it takes longer for the mindsets and the habit system to form into what God has shown you. But I was strong with the Sermon on the Mount and the Word of God. And the Lord used where I was strong to help me where I was weak. And because I lack knowledge in business, I still lack knowledge in business at that point. But what made the difference was the Word helped me be long-suffering, patient, understanding. And my heart was set to grow. So I made a lot of changes in business during those 8 years. And then when the Lord taught me about business and how to charge, and I didn't really charge enough money, and I still really don't, but for what I do, I didn't charge enough. And it wasn't like what other people were charging. And I still made it. It wasn't easy, it wasn't beautiful, but it worked. I didn't have to beg. And so God blessed me. Now, I was able to pay my bills and buy a few things I wanted. But my cousin, the Lord blessed me to work with him for 1 year. We got a shop downtown. And he was a businessman, a real businessman. He managed a Sony's restaurant. And he knew how to manage. You have to be able to feel the need of everything necessary to run that company. You have to manage people, which is not easy. You have to make schedules for people. And that can be complicated. You have to order enough inventory so that you don't run out. So that everybody, all your customers, can have a good experience. When they choose to do business with you and come and eat at your restaurant, you want to have enough of everything. And then all of a sudden a busload may come, and that's what you want. And you have to have enough employees on hand to make it a good experience. And everything has to work smooth. Everybody's job, it can enhance what other people are doing. You know, everything has to work together. And the manager is in the middle of all this, and everybody's looking to that manager. And Parnell was very organized and wise. He prayed for wisdom, just like I prayed to do God's word and to understand God's word. He prayed for wisdom. We all need each other. Now, this is the thing that happened. Everything the Lord was teaching me in the spirit about business, he was doing. It was natural knowledge to him. And I watched him, and I learned from him how to be a better businessman. So I had the Sermon on the Mount. I had the teaching that God taught me in my heart. And I saw that teaching revealed in Parnell. And the name of our business was Smith & Hambers. And Smith & Hambers Auto Care. I loved it. And after he left, I kept it open for one more year. And then I shouldn't have closed it, but I did. And it was a very good experience. And the things of God work. And today I have a business. I do it part-time, but it's still a business. And it runs smooth. And it's not easy, but it runs smooth. The word of God the counsel in the word of God can help you go forward. And it took time for me to make the money I made in my business when I took a job. I wanted insurance. And I had other reasons, but I could, if I had kept the business, I would have done fine. But anyway, no regrets. God, I did what I did. God blessed me through it all. And I believe that God is going to mightily move in our lives. He's going to help us go forward and not make false steps. We don't have to make false steps. I've made false steps, but God blessed me from the points that I started obeying. I didn't realize how important my business was to my ministry. And if I had known, I wouldn't have shut it down. That was a way to get the insurance I wanted, but I didn't look at all my avenues. But I thank God for what I have, and he still blessed me to do a mighty work. And God loves us. You know, he thinks of everything. He knew that I would need a business to do the ministry he gave me, because people didn't have an appetite for the kind of ministry I do. I tell people to go and do the word of God. I tell them, you gotta love people. People don't always want to hear that. There's no get-rich-quick scheme coming out of my mouth. You're going to have to do the word of God, and it's going to work. And you'll prosper biblically. But some people, they use that carrot before the donkey. They promise blessings. And God blesses people. And if you, when you give to a ministry, God's going to bless your life. It opens the door for you to receive, but you still got to do the Word of God. And only the people who really do the Word of God get tremendously blessed. Giving to a ministry won't solve all your problems. That'll open the door for God to bless you. And He can do that. And I say, I'm going to see if God give me, put it on my heart to tell people to do it that way. But He didn't. If you live the Word of God, you'll be fine. He will bless you. And, you know, when you pay tithes, the Old Testament scripture said the Lord will rebuke the devourer for you. And that's true. That's the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. When you pay tithes, you love God. That's worship. And now you got to rebuke the devil. It's not biblical anymore for God to rebuke the devil, because He's not and He never will. If you're paying tithes counting on God to rebuke the devil for you, you got it misunderstood. If you pay tithes, then you turn around and rebuke the devil if you want to. If he's working in your finances, you stop it. Tell him to stop. Tell him he can't. But paying tithes is worship. It keeps the doors of the church open. It keeps the ministry running, so the pastors won't have to go out and work 10 hours a day and have altered schedules and not be able to preach on Sunday. That doesn't make sense when the Church of God can do their fair share. He didn't tell the pastor to do it all. We're going to have to learn to be mature and operate by the love of God and do things because it's right. And not out the gimmicks. Tithing is worship. I truly love God. I want to be a part of His work. I've dedicated my life to serve Him, and I want to be a blessing not only to God but to man. So I'm going to pay my tithes, and I want to pay my tithes. I desire it. It's a blessing. It's a privilege to pay tithes. And the blessings of paying tithes far outweigh the tithes you pay. God can cause the 90% that you kept to be a great blessing in your life. You won't lack anything. But if you muzzle an ox that treads the corn, that's not good and it's not a blessing. And people that do that, you know, that's a shameful thing to do. The man of God is doing what he's supposed to do. He's praying for you in your house. He's praying for you when you're watching TV. He's a blessing to you, and He's pleading your case before God, and He's ministering the Word of God and saying things that can help you in every facet of your life. In every way, every part of your life will be blessed over time as you listen to the Word of God. And when you're wrong, He'll tell you you're wrong so that you can be corrected and truly blessed. But if you're off the course and don't realize it, the falter can cost you more than the money you're paying in tithes. Some people falter and get sued, and they owe thousands of dollars they wouldn't have had to pay because they faltered somewhere. They got in adultery. They lost their home. They lost their marriage. They had to start over. They had to buy a house because they drifted. And then she moves on and get married again, and now you're outside because you wouldn't listen. And the pastor tried to tell you. And people get weak and quit going to church, and they start doing funny things. And the world will cost you. The world is a bitter cancer. All of it. Even the part that look good is nothing but cancer. It's a problem. It's a disease. Nobody wants cancer, but the results of playing with the world is worse than any cancer. And it'll cost you everything. But if your eyes remain on the Lord, if you're watching Him, your whole body will be full of light. Your spirit is already full of light. But stay in the love of God and it'll remain full of light. It's perfect. It wants to do the heart of God. Nourish it with the word. And you won't want to do the evil things. Love, you know, operate in love. You can't love somebody and lust out them at the same time. And the people that God put in our lives, our spouse, our children, they need you. And your mindset can be changed. If it can be tempted to do wrong, it can be corrected to do right. And I love pastors that have corrected me. Now, I went through a time when the Lord would send me to pastors and they wouldn't listen, and I got aggravated just like Jeremiah. I said, I ain't gonna do this no more. I don't want to give the words to these pastors no more. I'm tired of it. And I didn't even study the word like I should have. I still love God. I studied it for my relationship. And the Lord wanted me to study the word. So Elder May would always talk about studying for a whole month. He talked about studying the word. And I let my emotions get in the way for that season. And I wasn't hard to study like I should have. And he kept on talking about studying. I said, I'm tired of him talking about, I'm going to study the word. I'm tired of him talking about studying the word. And that's exactly what I said. And I repented. And once I went back to studying those chapters, I used to study 15 chapters a day. And I started studying the 15 chapters a day, and everything started working again. And I remember I had a tape by Charles Capps. And my truck had a tape with cassette player back in those days. And I played it. And as soon as I started listening to Charles Capps, the Lord started talking. I didn't turn the tape off. I could hear what Charles Capps was teaching, and I could hear what the Holy Spirit was saying in my heart. And I just listened. And I said, you know, I'll never do that again. I'll never go back to not listening to the word of God. I'm going to hear you. And I said, I'm not going to let my emotions get in the way, and I'm going to do what God gave me to do. And guess what? The pastor didn't have to tell me ever again to study the word of God. That's just an example of what can happen. And all the things that follow, good things follow a healthy study of God's word. The pastor did his job, and I repented. Sometimes we have to repent. We can drift. Anybody can drift. But good people drift. And sometimes you can't get back what you lose. Because people won't, they can be hurt so deeply that they won't even talk to you. Before it gets to that point, start doing the word of God. Walk in love. Do all of God's word. It works. It will bless you where you lack. And then the Lord will set you up just like he did me to learn the natural wisdom you need. You know, just because God, you have a relationship with the Lord, that it won't solve every problem, but he'll guide you in the truth and you'll see what you need to do. I had to make changes in how I thought. And that's hard to do. So the Lord gave me the training in my heart, but I didn't have the, I couldn't, I wouldn't, I didn't master it. But then he let me see how Parnell did things. And I learned an element that I didn't have. From there, I learned this, that sometimes you have to go back and regroup. And whatever God show you, trust it and jump on it. Trust what he say and do it well. It's going to work. And the more we receive of God's word, the stronger our lives become. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move and enhance your life. The areas in our lives that bear no fruit, he'll purge it so we can bear more fruit. And I thank the Lord for that. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.